الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هل يستوي الذين يعلمون والذين لا يعلمون صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من سلك طريقا يلتمس فيه علما سهل الله له به طريقا إلى الجنة أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected Ulama-i Kiram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam. One very, very great deficiency that it is generally observed has overtaken us as an ummah is our sense of apathy and disregard for the importance that our Shariat has attached to what we call talabul ilm, the acquisition of Islamic knowledge and the disseminating of that. Many of us unfortunately have this mindset that learning deen is the domain of little children, maktab, madrasa. I finished my maktab and madrasa, or now I am too old. So my purpose in life is to acquire dunya. Just, we don't want to condemn anyone. But ironically, if we take the one, call it unavoidable majlis of ilm and knowledge that each one of us is forced to sit in every week. This talk of Jumu'ah. When the talk will start, the masjid has 1 or 1.5 safs. Time for the Arabic khutbah, then the masjid is full. What message does this give? It's not necessary for me to learn something. The one majlis, we know Jummah namaz we're not going to miss, we have to come. But we'll come last minute. Why? It wasn't important. I missed the talk, I could have learned something. That deficiency that has overtaken us as an ummah, understand? Imam Ghazali rahimahullah, he said, Al-ilmu ghidha'ul qalb. كما أن الطعام غذاء الجسد فإذا عدم العلم مات قلبه كما أن من لا يحصل الطعام مات جسده. How beautifully he put it. He said the knowledge of deen is food for the soul. It is the nourishment of the heart. Like physical food is the nourishment for the body. Starve a human being, don't give him food, what happens? Naturally, he dies. He's a dead corpse. In exactly the same way, the day you and I decided that it is not necessary for me to acquire knowledge, the day you and I decided that every day I am not alim or muta'allim, one who learns and teaches deen, that is the day we started starving this heart like the body was starved of nourishment, and eventually that heart will die. When we look in Quran and Hadith, and we look in the lives of the Sahaba, very interestingly, I'm digressing. Many years ago, one of our Asatiza Ikram, Allah give him long life, he said a beautiful thing. He said, when you hear the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it is very, very important that you turn the clock back. Turn it back 14 centuries. And put yourself in the position of Sahaba. And then ask yourself this question. What did the Sahaba understand from what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said? Hazrat Shaykh Mawlana Zakariya rahmatullah alayhi has devoted an entire kitab, Faza'il-e-Ilm. Allah filled the qabr of Hazrat Mawlana Ilyas sahab rahmatullah alayhi with nur, that to some extent, through that halqa of ta'aleem, which even our Jamaat brothers have a lackadaisical attitude towards, illa mashallah. Ta'aleem in the masjid, ta'aleem at home, is not really taking place the way it is supposed to take place. But to some extent, that has kept alive these embers or this flame of understanding that as a Muslim, you never ever qualify. You don't get a diploma like you get a diploma in university of knowledge. As a Muslim, your diploma is mort. The day you stop learning is the day you die, not before that. When we talk talibul ilm, students of knowledge, what is the thing that comes in our mind? Children. We talk of learning, we think of madrasa or darul ulum. And this is the point one of my asatiza ikram rahmatullah alayhi raised, Adamat Barakatu raised. He said, when you hear the ahadith on the virtues of knowledge, what has happened is with the only time or the only context in which we associate these ahadith is some jalsa. This is now December, there'll be many jalsas of our madrasas. Just before Ramzan, there'll be many jalsas of madrasas. And in that we'll hear all the ahadith on the virtues of knowledge. And in our mind, this applies to ulama or it applies to small children. Don't take this in the wrong way, my respected brothers. If our understanding is correct, to restrict the domain and the virtue of acquisition of knowledge to just ulama, those who are qualified in some darul ulum or maktab children, then why didn't Sahaba take that understanding? Why didn't they open up darul ulums in Madinah Munawwara? Why didn't Sahaba take one class and sit down? Every Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, this thirst was planted in their heart. Learn deen, teach deen. Learn deen, teach deen. Their whole lives were devoted to this. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he described himself, he said, innama bu'ithtu mu'allima. Allah has sent me as one who will disseminate the knowledge of deen. Was this only applicable to the ulama? Was this only the domain of little children? Let us turn the clock back. Occasion of Jummah is very limited. And the sad reality, tell somebody, why you too old to earn dunya? That he doesn't understand. The man can't even walk straight, he'll be running behind the dunya. But I'm too old to learn deen. I'm too old to sit in some majlis of knowledge. I'm too old to sit in the halqa of ta'lim. I don't need to establish ta'lim in my home. For dunya, the thirst is never getting quenched. But for deen, we have a general sense of apathy and disregard. When this is weighed in the light of Quran and Hadith, we will realize the extent of damnation that we are facing. Like I said, occasion of Jummah is very limited. Cannot really open up this topic. We will hear many ahadith that we have heard in many jalsas. But the appeal is, understand that this is not restricted to that. Don't let the conditions of time dictate the manner in which we have understood the directives of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Understand it like Sahaba understood it. They were mukhatabin awwaleen. They understood What Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was saying, and what was the desire, and what was the mansha of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like I said, limited time, one or two examples. An Qabisah ibn al-Mukhariq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Qabisah comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ma ja'a bik. Qabisah, why have you come? Kaan khol kar sun lena. Listen with the ears of iman. This is not a child. This is a sahabi, and look at how he says. He says, Kabira sinni. Raqqa azmi. Ya Rasulullah, I've become very old. My bones are frail and bent. I am very old. In other words, I am on the cusp of life, life and death. Kabira sinni. I am of advanced age. Raqqa azmi. My bones have become frail and bent. Many of us, the mindset is, I passed the sell-by date for deen. Dunya, we don't have a sell-by date, unfortunately. Jaituka litu'allimani ma yanfa'uni Allahu bi. Ya Rasulullah, I have come to learn deen. Not some child entering a madrasa. Kabira sinni wa raqqa azmi. I am old, my bones are frail and bent. I have come to learn deen. What is the reaction of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What did my Nabi say? He becomes excited. He becomes overjoyed. And he says to Qabisa, ma mararta bi hajar, wala shajar, wala madar, illa staghfara lak. Qabisa, every stone you passed, every tree you passed, every clod of earth you pass, made dua-e maghfirat for you. Ask Allah for your forgiveness. Why? Because you came to seek the knowledge of deen. And then my Nabi teaches him something, just to complete that hadith. He says, إِذَا صَلَّيْتَ الصُّبْحِ قَبِيسَ, when you read your Fajr Salah with Jamaat, فَقُلْ ثَلَاثًا, say three times, سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ الْعَظِيمِ وَبِحَمْدِهِ, سبحان الله العظيم وبحمده, سبحان الله العظيم وبحمده. After Fajr Salah with Jamaat, say three times, سبحان الله. Look at Allahu Akbar. Unfortunately, time constraints, we can't really explain these beautiful pearls of wisdom from our noble master sallallahu alayhi wasallam, because today many of us, unfortunately, when it comes to the majalis of ilm and knowledge, we are very restricted with our time and attention. He could have taught him something elaborate. He could have taught him something technical. An elderly person on the cusp of death is very conscious about what? Any old person you meet today, our elderly parents, they always say, dua karo Allah muhtaj ki se bacha de, Allah bimari se bacha de. Make dua, Allah save me from sickness. Allah save me from being dependent on anyone. As you get older, this becomes the concern. So what does my Nabi teach him? He says, Qabisa, after Fajr Salah, say Subhanallah al-Azim wa bihamdi three times. Tu'afa min al-ama wal-juzam wal-baras. Allah will save you from blindness. Allah will save you from paralysis. Allah will save you from debilitating illnesses. He taught him something that was pertinent to him. Another sahabi, another narration. An Safwan ibn Assal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Ataytu an-nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa huwa fil masjid muttakiyan ala burdin lahu ahmar. Allahu Akbar. May all our lives be sacrificed upon the companions of our noble master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sahaba. This is that jamaat, ikhtarahumullah lisuhbati nabiyihi. They were handpicked and chosen and selected for the companionship of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They discharged such an amanat, a trust, where like a, down to the minutest detail, they preserved for us every nuance of the life of our beloved master. He says, I came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is the object? He's going to mention the interaction, but look at his description. He says, my Nabi was in the masjid. My Nabi was sitting at that time. He was leaning against a red pillow. He was in a reclining position. I'm going to digress again. Ask yourself this question. What was the need to mention all this? Actually, The object of the hadith is to mention the interaction. Why say Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the masjid, he was leaning, he was reclining, there was a red pillow, what was his sitting posture, all that he describes. Why the extraneous details? Ulama say that one explanation is when you give all these extraneous details, then the one who is listening, wasn't present, but he gets liyatma'inna qalbi, his heart gets this itminan, this gets the confidence that this man is speaking the truth because he remembers everything meticulously. Like you get an eyewitness report, the person tells you what time of the day, what was the weather, what was this, what was that, then you realize, yes, this man was definitely there. Another more beautiful explanation. They say this is the taqaza of muhabbat. This is the demand of true love. وَمَا تِلْكَ بِيَمِينِكَ يَا مُوسَىٰ. Oh Musa, what is in your right hand? What was the answer? Asa. All he had to say was asa, my stick. But what is the response of Musa alayhi salam? هِيَ عَصَايَ أَتَوَكَّوْ عَلَيْهَا وَأَهُشُّ بِهَا عَلَىٰ غَنَمِي وَلِيَ فِيهَا مَعَارِبُ أُخْرَىٰ. What was this? Ya Allah, it is my stick. I lean upon it. At times I break leaves from the trees with it, so that my sheep can herd on it. What was the need for all that? Why? Because the love, the dictate of true muhabbat, is to extend the conversation. Like we famous Layla Majnu. Majnu looks at a bird. Hamamata batnil wadi ayni tarannami saqaqil hurril ghawadi matiraha abini lana ma zala rishuki na'ima wala zilti fi khadra ghaddin nadhiruha. Sees a bird coming from the direction of the valley of Layla. He addresses that dove and he says that, you know what, you came from the direction of my beloved, tell me a little bit about her. May Allah give you fresh water to drink. May Allah keep your feathers fresh. May Allah let you experience the beautiful spring and save you from the autumn. And then, abini lana, don't talk short, extend it. Ya ta'iran, ataya min ardi layla, tamahali ma'i qalila, anta qadimun min alwadi alladhi tamshi fihi fahadithni an jamaliha. أطل علي هذه اللحظة العابرة لأستشعر قرب الحبيب ولو لبرها. Oh bird that has come from the direction of the valley of my beloved, speak to me about her. But don't keep it short. أطل علي, extend it. This fleeting moment I have with you, extend it so that I can drown myself in the thoughts of my beloved. Extension is the taqaza of muhabbat. Sahaba, when they would address Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, نفديكَ بِآبَائِنَا وَأُمَّهَاتِنَا. May our parents be sacrificed upon you. So everything associated to our beloved master, they wanted to extend it. This was a natural dictate of love. I came to my Nabi. He was leaning on a red pillow. He was sitting in the masjid. He was in a reclining position. Ma ja'a bik, O Safwan, why have you come? He says, to atlubul ilm. Ya Rasulallah, I have come to acquire the knowledge of deen. I have come to learn. Allahu Akbar. What does my Nabi say? Marhaba. Marhaba bi talib al-ilm. Marhaba bi talib al-ilm. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the one who has come to acquire the knowledge of deen. Wa inna al-malaikata la tadha'u ajnit nihataha ridhan li talib al-ilm. He says, Safwan, the malaika have spread their wings out for you. Wa inna al-malaikata yarkabu ba'duhum ba'da hatta yablughu as-sama'a ad-dunya limahabbatihim lima yatlub. The malaika have not just spread their wings out for you, they have piled themselves one above the other, one above the other, one above the other, until it reaches right up till the heavens because of the love of the purpose for which you have come. Abu Umama Bahil radiyallahu anhu, dhukira li Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rajulan. In front of my Nabi, two people were described. One, ahaduhuma abid, one who worships Allah, not away from deen, on deen. He's making ibadat, he's worshipping Allah, he is on shariat, but he is not devoted his life to the acquisition of knowledge. Wal akhar alim, and the other one who devoted himself to knowledge. What does my Nabi say? Fadlul alimi ala al abid ka fadli ala adnakum. This is not restricted to a madrasa. This is not, I'm saying this again and again. Put the reset button. When we hear these ahadith, put the reset button. We cannot pay back sufficiently the debt of Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali, that through this third point of tabligh, ilm and zikr, ilm and zikr, ilm and zikr, gradually the ummah that drifted so far away that when we hear these pearls inviting us to acquire knowledge, we think it refers to someone else. Gradually, this was an attempt to bring the ummah back. He said the virtue of that ummati of mine who is seeking knowledge, as opposed to not one far away from deen, as opposed to one who is worshipping Allah but is not devoting himself to knowledge. My Nabi said the distinction between the two is like the distinction between me and the lowest one amongst you. Kafadli ala adnakum. How much longer is it going to be the blind pursuit of wealth? How much longer are many of us going to deprive our children also? This degree, that degree. Teach them the Quran. Teach them the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let them become alim mutallim. I very often say this. Just now we're going to read Jummah Salah. What is our Qibla? Qibla is Ka'batullah. Understand this, write this down in a tablet of stone. Like Qibla for Salah is Ka'batullah, Qibla for understanding our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for making the ittiba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our Qibla are Ashabu Muhammad, the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qala Aliyun, one example, Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, Al-ilmu khayrun minal mal, al-ilmu yahrusuka wa anta tahrusul mal. العلم يزكي يزكو على العمل والمال تنقصه النفقة ومحبة العلم دين يدان بها. He said, knowledge is better than wealth. Knowledge is better than wealth. And then he gives some examples, some pearls of wisdom. He says, knowledge will protect you. You'll have to protect your wealth. Knowledge, when you practice upon it and pass it on, learn and teach, it increases. Wealth, the more you spend it, is going to get less. And then he said, the love for knowledge is a debt to Allah for which Allah will continue repaying you. The people of dunya will perish. The people of the knowledge of deen, they will be in their qabr. The nur and barakat of their knowledge will continue. Look at the saying of Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Beautiful. If we take nothing else away, if we take nothing else away, take this to our hearts. What does Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu say? Every morning you get up. Every morning you get up, you leave your house. Why are you leaving your house? Ask ourselves the question, why are we? Dunya, dunya, dunya. That has become the nasha that has intoxicated us to the point where we can't see day from night. He says, when you leave your house in the morning, اغدو عالما أو متعلما ولا تغدو فيما بين ذلك فإنما فيما بين ذلك جاهل. This is literal translation. Abdullah bin Mas'ud, Sahib Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, when you leave your house in the morning, leave your house with the intention to learn and teach deen. Leave as one who is going to learn deen or teach deen. Leave with the mizaj of dawat. Teach people. Pass on the knowledge of deen. This is was the lifeblood of sahaba. And he said, لا تغدو فيما بين ذلك. Do not let yourself be in any other category besides these two categories. Alim or muta'allim. One who is learning deen and one who is teaching deen. One who is learning deen and one who is making tabligh of deen. Don't be in any other category, because Abdullah bin Mas'ud says, Kan kol kar sunlena. Listen with the ears of iman. He said the only other category is jahil, an ignorant person. If you don't have the mizaj of learning and teaching deen, I am not saying it. And who wants to be called an ignorant person? Who wants today, the man who is drowning in dunya thinks he is the most intelligent person? Like the poet says, جعلت المال فوق العلم جهلا جعلت المال فوق العلم جهلا لعمرك في القضية ما عدلت وبينهما بنص الوحي بون ستعلمه إذا طاها قرأت لئن رفع الغني لواء مال فأنت رفع علمك قد رفعت. How beautifully he puts it. He says, you people have equated the dunya, this pursuit of wealth, with the knowledge of deen. I take a qasam on Allah, you have not exercised any justice. There is a distance, like the distance between the heavens and the earth, between mal and ilm, between the pursuit of dunya and knowledge. Why? سَتَعْلَمُهُ إِذَا تَاهَا قَرَأْتَ. You would know the difference. You would know the distance if you would read Surah Taha. What is in Surah Taha that he is referring to? Before I come to that, the last couplet, he says, when the people of wealth of this world raise up the flag of their wealth, when the people of wealth of this world raise up the flag of their wealth. O people of knowledge, O people whom Allah has blessed with the noor of ilm, O those who have the desire to learn deen, raise the flag of Allah's knowledge. Like Allama Fakhruddin Razi rahimahullah said, Al-ilmu afdalu ala al-mal bi-sab'ati awjo. He said, comparing knowledge to wealth, he draws seven lines of distinction. I'm not going to go into all, time of Jummah we get limited. First thing, he says, العلم ميراث الأنبياء والمال ميراث الفراعنة. Where did we get knowledge from? This was the legacy of Anbiya. Ilm is the legacy of Anbiya. Wealth of dunya is the legacy of the Firauns. العلم لا يحصل لا تنقص بالنفقة والمال تنقصه النفقة. Spend your knowledge, disseminate the knowledge, make tabligh of knowledge, Allah will increase your knowledge. Spend your wealth will get less. Al-malu yahfadhu ila hafidh, wal-ilmu yahfadhu sahibahu. He said, wealth, the more money you got, what's the concern? I have to protect it. Get a security system, employ some guards, protect me. Somebody's going to do this to me, do that to me because of the car I'm driving, what I'm wearing, etc. Whole day and night you worried you're going to lose the wealth. Wealth, you will have to worry about protecting it. Ilm will protect you. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, through the pearls of his ahadith, has given us a defense mechanism. Learn it. Read. Deen seekhne se aate hai. Deen has to be learned. You don't wake up with knowledge. Person doesn't automatically become a swimmer or a driver or anything in this dunya. We understand that. Al-ilmu. Al-malu taqsuluhu al-kafir wal-mu'min. Wal-ilmu la yu'ta illa lil-mu'min. He says, wealth, Allah gives the kafir also. Allah gives his enemy also. Allah gives the one who's going to go to Jahannam forever and ever. Allah protect us. Wealth Allah will give him. Allah doesn't distinguish. But knowledge, true knowledge, and what is true knowledge? Noor from Allah. That noor, may yuridillahu bihi khayra yufaqihu fid deen. La yuta illa lil mu'min. Only a true believer is blessed with the wealth of true knowledge. Allah loves the one, then Allah gives him knowledge. May yuridillahu bihi khayran yufaqihu fid deen. رَضِينَا قِسْمَةَ الْجَبَّارِ فِينَا. Allahu Akbar. How the poet puts it beautifully. This poem is ascribed to Ali radiallahu anhu. In some context to Imam Shafi rahimahullah. رَضِينَا قِسْمَةَ الْجَبَّارِ فِينَا. رَضِينَا قِسْمَةَ الْجَبَّارِ فِينَا. لَنَا عِلْمٌ وَلِلْجُهَّالِ مَالٌ. لَنَا عِلْمٌ وَلِلْجُهَّالِ مَالٌ وَإِنَّ الْمَالَ يَفْنَى عَنْ قَرِيبٍ وَإِنَّ الْعِلْمَ بَاقٍ لَا يَزَالُ. Where's your intelligence? Today, who we think is the intelligent person? The one who's making Gina Mama, Gina Baba whole day. The one who's making a party of dunya, is he intelligent? Who is the intelligent one? How beautifully he puts it. He said, رَضِينَا قِسْمَةَ الْجَبَّارِ فِينَا. Some Allah has given knowledge, some Allah has given dunya. We are content with what our Allah gave us. Why? Because Allah gave us knowledge and He gave the ignorant people wealth.
Inna al-mala yafna la yazalu. He says, wealth is going. It's here today, it's gone tomorrow. Allama Fakhruddin Razi rahimullah, to complete those comparisons of wealth and dunya, he said,
Al-ilmu yahtaju ilayhi ahlul mulukud dunya, wal-malu la yahtaju ilayhi ahlul ilm.
If you acquire knowledge, the kings of the world will need you. The people of knowledge don't need the wealth of this world. Al-ilm, al-malu yafna. Knowledge, wealth is here today, it's gone tomorrow. Don't be deceived by your big properties and investments. Don't be deceived.
Read the newspapers. Read the media. Typhoon one place, earthquake one place, this happened one place, that happened one place. How many people were from wealthy dynasties yesterday, today they are working for the same people who used to work for them? How fleeting is the wealth of this world? Recently one report came, they were doing distribution in one earthquake area. One person, he was still crying on the side of the street. They gave him some blankets and they gave him a little bit of warm clothing. Sobbing and crying, why are you so emotional? He pointed behind him. He said, last night behind me was a mansion that belonged to me. Today I have to stand on the streets and beg. That is the reality of wealth. What did my Nabi say about the knowledge of deen, about the tabligh of deen, about that investing in your children so far as well, so far as deen? إِذَا مَاتَ الْإِنسَانِ إِنْ قَطَى عَنْهُ عَمَلُهُ إِلَّا مِنْ ثَلَاثَةِ أَشْيَاءِ. He said, when you die, everything comes to an end. Your earning of akhirat comes to an end. The things that remain, عِلْمٌ يُنْتَفَعُ بِهِ, the knowledge of deen that you disseminated. وَلَدٍ صَالِحٍ يَدْعُو لَهُ, the investment that you put into your children, so far as teaching them deen, that will remain. Dunya is not going to remain. Sahaba, the reality of this entered their hearts. Like I said, unfortunately, I'm repeating this again and again. Unfortunately, our mindset has become what? We have restricted the knowledge of deen to the domain of children. This halqa of ta'lim, this third point of tabligh, Abu Darda, like I said, Sahaba, like that there's many, time is limited. Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, where is he in Damascus? Where is Medina? Where is Damascus? We know geography. One person comes. Why have you come? Ma aqdamaka aliyya. Why have you come to me? Leaves Medina, undertakes a journey to Damascus. Ma aqdamaka aliyya. Hadithun balagani annaka tuhadithuhu an rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, there is one hadith that I have heard, that you have narrated it, you have heard from my beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To acquire the knowledge of that hadith I have come. Abu Darda, to clarify the matter, he asked this person. What does he ask him? Ama jita li haja? Wasn't there some work you had here in Damascus? That's why you came, and with that you came to learn this hadith? He says, la, no. Ama jita li tijara? Was there some business commitment you had, and with that? La, no. Ma jita illa li tatlubu hadha al hadith? You undertook a journey from Medina to Damascus just to learn one hadith of my beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, yes, that was my only object and purpose. Man ghada ila al masjid la yurid illa an yata'allama khayran aw yu'allimahu. What did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? When a man leaves his house, he's going to the masjid. He's not going to the bazaar, he's not going to the marketplace. He's going to the masjid. Why? To learn and teach deen. For example, one of our brothers of tabligh makes the niyat, I'm going to the masjid to sit in the halqa of ta'lim. This hadith perfectly applies to him. What did my Nabi say? Man ghada ila al masjid la yurid illa an yata'allama khayran aw yu'allimahu. فَأَجْرُهُ مِثْلُ أَجْرِ الْحَاجِ الْمُحْرِمِ تَامًّا حَجَّتُهُ. Allah will reward him. He came to the masjid to learn and teach deen. Allah will reward him like one who tied the ihram and performed a maqbool, mabroor hajj. No accreditation, no nusuk app, and no sahuk, and no saving for years, and 5-star and 4-star package. Every day,
That you have this niyat, learn and teach deen. Coming back to this hadith, Abu Darda, you came only to learn this. He says, yes. Then he said, now listen to me. Inni sami'tu Rasulullah. I have heard from the lips of my noble master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Man salaka tariqan yaltamisu fihi ilman sahhalallahu lahu bihi tariqan ila al-jannah. Anyone who will traverse any distance, who will undertake a journey, 1 kilometer, half a kilometer, 10 kilometers, no distinction. Man salaka tariqa, he traversed the ground in order to acquire the knowledge of deen. Allah will make the jannah, the road to jannah easy for him. Sahhalallahu lahu bihi tariqan ilal jannah. Wa innal malaikata latadaw ajnihataha ridhan li talibil ilm. The malaika will spread out their wings for this person. To you and I, he is walking to the masjid to learn. To you and I, he is going to some majlis of ilm to learn. To you and I, he is an ordinary person. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says he is not walking on the ground, he is walking on the wing of the malaika. Ridhan li talibil ilm, they are happy, they are overjoyous. وَإِنَّ الْمَلَائِكَةَ لَتَذَهُ أَجْنِحَتَهَا لِطَالِبِ الْعِلْمِ رِذًا لِمَا يَسْنَعْ. Malaika have spread out their wings, and every creation in the heavens, in the earth, every creation, every blade of grass, every grain of sand, حَتَّى النَّمْلَةَ فِي جُحْرِهَا, even the ants, they estimate there are 20 quadrillion ants. Take 20 and add 15 zeros to it. My Nabi says every ant is making dua maghfirat for this person. Every creation of Allah, hatta al-hoot, even the fish in the oceans. Why? Because this is the miras of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Main to aashiq-e rasool hu, but I don't need the legacy of my Nabi. I love Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but I'm run behind dunya. Coming back to that poem, وَبَيْنَهُمَا بِنَصِّ الْوَحْيِ بَوْنٌ. Look into Quran, look into hadith, the poet says, how can you equate dunya with knowledge? How can you equate dunya with acquiring the knowledge of deen? He said, have you not read the Quran? The verse he is referring to, I'm coming to that. Before that, what does my Allah say? إِنَّمَا يَخْشَ اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءِ. You want Allah's khashiyat, you want Allah's ta'alluq, you want Allah's ma'rifat. Only those who will acquire knowledge will be able to acquire the true khashiyat of Allah. Then what does my Allah say? يَرْفَعِ اللَّهِ أَلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ دَرَجَاتٍ. Allah says, we will elevate. Allah does not say Rafa Allah, Yarfa Allah. Ask the ulama what the difference is. Yarfa Allah, this is fi'l mudari'. In other words, Allah will continue elevating the one who is acquiring the knowledge of deen. Darajat, rank upon rank upon rank. And then my Allah poses the question in the Quran, istifham inkari, this is a rhetorical question. In other words, Pagal, what is wrong with you? How can you possibly equate these two things? Hal yastawi alladhina ya'lamun wal ladhina la ya'lamun. May Allah says, what is wrong with you? Tell them, qul, can the one who has knowledge, seeking knowledge, ever be equal to the one who doesn't have knowledge? Can a jahil and alim ever be equal? Can light and dark ever be equal? Can knowledge and ignorance ever be equal? Can a living and dead ever be equal? They'll never be equal. Sata'lamuhu idha taha qara'ta. And then he says, look in the Quran to complete that poem. You will understand the distinction. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is commanded by Allah right till the last breath of his life. Allah did not command my Nabi, oh my Nabi, ask me to give you health. Oh my Nabi, ask me to give you wealth. He was sahibul wahi. His knowledge was such, we can't even imagine it. Yet Allah commanded him that, oh my Nabi, right till your last breath, keep begging me, Rabbi zidni ilma, Rabbi zidni ilma. Sata'lamuhu idha taha qarata. Read the Quran, understand the Quran. My Nabi is commanded by Allah. Keep begging Allah, increase my knowledge, increase my knowledge, increase my knowledge. acquisition of knowledge, learning and teaching deen, tabligh of deen is not the domain of little children in some maktab and madrasa. Take this out of our minds and our hearts. This is the road to Jannat. This is ghizaul qalb. It is the nourishment of the soul. Take our time to learn deen. Allah give us tawfiq wa khidmat.